Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. And if you just remain for standing for a moment, I'd like to direct your attention to Acts chapter 1, since this is Pentecost Sunday, and we just want to look at some of the things about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Hallelujah. And let's look at Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. Luke chapter 4 and verse 49 says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Hallelujah. Let's just open with prayer real quick, Lord. Let your word be directed, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, into the hearts of the people, Lord. For it is your word and not my word, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, I have no words, Lord. Lord, it's all you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Open their hearts to receive and their understanding, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and you may be seated in his beautiful name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When Jesus finally got ready to leave the earth, he left some instructions. He says, "I'm going to give you some power." He says, "I'm going to do something in your lives." Because if we look at the scriptures, starting in Matthew, he had given a word to everybody. Now, every writer interpreted that word differently, and they got a little different meaning from it, which we know how that goes, that if you get 12 people together or 4 people together, 6 people together, and you say something and everybody gets a different meaning out of it. But the meaning is still the same. In Matthew 16 and 15, and he says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And when he said preach, he meant speak, plead, or argue in favor of. Hallelujah. In Matthew 28 and 20, he says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Teaching is means imparting knowledge of. Hallelujah. In Luke, he said, "And that repentance," 24:47, "then that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." And he says, "Ye are witnesses." Hallelujah. A witness is somebody who can give a firsthand account of something, something they've seen or experienced or heard. Hallelujah. And in John, he said to Peter, he said, "Lovest thou me?" John 21 and 17. And he said unto Peter, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." That means to minister to gratify, to satisfy. Hello, Jesus Christ gave us instructions, every one of us, before he departed this earth, to go out and tell others about himself. Hallelujah. Now, you know, they call this personal evangelism. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that you, every one of you, are evangelists. Turn to your neighbor, excuse me, and just say, "I'm an evangelist." Turn to your neighbor and say, "Call me evangelist." Hallelujah, because that's what you are. Hallelujah. When you speak of the word of Jesus Christ to someone, You are an evangelist. Hallelujah. You are a missionary. Hallelujah. So don't think you're just a church member. Hallelujah. You have a job to do. The Lord has given you a job. He has filled you with the Holy Spirit expressly to do that job. Hallelujah. He said, you've got the power. Hallelujah. I've given you the power to be a witness for me to everyone. Hallelujah. Not just other church members, not just your neighbor, but to everyone that you come into contact with. Hallelujah. Because you are an evangelist. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus tells us that we are the light. We are the light that the world sees. Hallelujah. We are what the world sees. Hallelujah. We are that light. They don't have another light to see but us. Hallelujah. That's why we need to show that light. Hallelujah. And you know, the Bible tells us in Matthew 5 and 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Men need to see us. We need to be a witness in everything that we are. Hallelujah. In our lifestyle, we need to be a witness to the people. We need to be a light to them. We need to be able to show people, look, there's something different. There's something better. You don't have to keep living like this. You don't have to be living in desperation and despair. Hallelujah. You don't have to be worried all the time. You don't have to walk in fear. Hallelujah. Because guess what? There's a light. Look at me. I'm the light of the world because Jesus is dwelling within inside of me. Hallelujah. You know, he's changed me. He made me different. Hallelujah. Look at that light. Hallelujah. Because you are the light. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible tells us you are an epistle that is seen by all men. They look at us and they read our hearts and see who we really are. In 2 Corinthians 3 and 2, Paul wrote, ye are our epistle. That's a letter. Hallelujah. You're the letter. He's written a letter. We're the letter that Jesus Christ has written to people. We're the letter. Hallelujah. People see us. And say, oh, I want to read that letter. Hallelujah. Because you know what? Everybody wants to read a good letter. Everybody wants to hear good news. Hallelujah. So if you're a letter, they want to open you up and they want to read you. Hallelujah. They want to read your heart. Hallelujah. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, not written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. The one that dwells in you, not in tablets of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. You know what? When the people saw Peter and John, they knew they were different. They knew, you know, Acts 4 and 13 says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to show people, yes, I might not be perfect, I might not be wonderful, but guess what? I'm a little different because I've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. And guess what? He's still with me. Hallelujah. He's still dwelling inside of me because on the day of Pentecost, he filled me with his Holy Spirit. And he's been doing that for 2,000 years. He has been filling people with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the Bible, we see Jesus sending some out to tell about what he has done and what he can do. He did not hide it. He wants all to know that there is a great God and what he can do. Hallelujah. You know, in Luke 8 and 38, now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee." And he went his way and published throughout the city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Hallelujah. And you know, we see Luke 10:1, "And after these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come." Hallelujah. You know, we tend to think that that's the preacher's job. We tend to think, oh, well, God has made you an evangelist. Oh, God has done this. He has given every one of us in this building here the opportunity to be an evangelist. You know, we think about it and we think, well, I'm not an evangelist. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. If you know who Jesus Christ is and you tell somebody, you know, people don't come to church. You know who gets people to come to church? You get people to come to church because you speak to them. You talk to them. Hallelujah. And they come because they want to see why you are different. They see that light shining from you. That's why they come to church. Hallelujah. It's your personal effort that makes it happen. You know, I bet most of the people here that are in this church, and I know I'm in this church because somebody came and talked to me. You could have told me all day long. I could have listened to the radio. I could have read tracts. But until somebody came one day and showed me something and told me something, hallelujah, then I was able to see something about them. They were a witness. I was able to look at them and say, hey, they're not like everybody else. You know that? They're not like everybody. They're different. That's what brought me to church. That's what brought my wife to church. I don't know what brought you here. I don't know if you just came because there was a building and you heard music or something, but I bet most of us, we came because somebody told us, hey, why don't you come to church? You'll really like it. We have a good time. We love to worship the Lord. We have a move of God. Hallelujah. You know what? Jesus has a personal plan for your salvation just for you alone. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. That's why you came to church. Because you know what? We were looking for something different. Each and every one of us in here were not satisfied with our lives. Hallelujah. But somebody came to us. Somebody was a light to us. Hallelujah. And they came to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. You know, when John's disciples came to Jesus in Matthew 11:4, they wanted to know, you know, is this the real thing? Is this the real thing? And this is what Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see, those things which you are a witness to, those things that you see happening, those things that you know or you've heard about from other people, those things that you've seen your personal self." Hallelujah. And he says, "The blind receive their sight and the lame walk." Hallelujah. "The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. Look, you be a witness. You go tell John what's going on. Hallelujah. You let John know that I am the real thing. I am what it's all about. Hallelujah. You know, and the Lord told some people, well, I don't want you to say anything, but you know what? We can't help it. We cannot help it. We just got to tell somebody. We just got to tell somebody. I remember when I got the Holy Ghost, I went back to work, and I knew that, you know, I worked for a guy that, and before I was like, you know, Mr. Agnostic, Mr., you know, I don't believe in anything, you know, prove it to me. And I went back to work one day, and my boss was, he was, you know, we were pretty much the same kind of people. We didn't believe in anything. And I knew that it was going to change my whole relationship with him. I knew it was going to change everything. But I could not help myself. I had to tell him. So we went to breakfast, because we'd go to breakfast every day to talk about business. And I said, guess what happened to me this weekend? Guess what happened to me? I had this experience. It was incredible. And I told him about it. And I told everybody that I worked about it, because I couldn't help it. I just had to do it. It was burning inside of me. It had to come out because it was so important. Hallelujah. It's something that I wanted everybody to know about, something that I wanted everybody to experience. You know, the Bible tells us, Psalms 39 and 2, I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, burnt the fire burn. Then spake I with my tongue. Hallelujah. We get that fire, you know. We get that Holy Ghost. We got to tell somebody. Hallelujah. We want to tell everybody. Hallelujah. And that's what you need to do. That's what we need to do. We need to tell everybody about that fire that's burning within us. Hallelujah. We need to tell everybody, yes, I have a fire in me. I have been baptized in the name of Jesus. I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before in my life. And guess what? You can experience it too. You can do that. You can have that same experience. Why don't you come with me to church? You know, there was a woman, John 4:28, and this is the Samaritan woman, and we know all about her. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Hallelujah. And he saith, Mark 1:44 says, and he saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for testimony unto them. Oh, but he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without it in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Hallelujah. Jesus told him, don't you be telling nobody, but he just couldn't help it. He had to tell everybody he could see. Hallelujah. He's blazing it out there. He's telling everybody. I can just imagine this guy now running up and down the streets, yelling and screaming all of these things about Jesus. This guy, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And there were so many people, Jesus had to go out into the desert to get away from them. Because guess what? They had a hunger for him. They had a desire to see him. They needed something from him. So they all ran out to the desert and they came to him from every quarter. So I can just imagine this guy went everywhere in town and told people. Everybody, I'm sure, everybody he knew, he said, look what the Lord did for me. Look what he did for me. Look what he did for me. And he just couldn't help it. He knew he wasn't supposed to say anything. He didn't tell, well, Jesus said for me not to tell you. He just couldn't help it. He just couldn't help it, because it was just in him so deep, and he was just burning. Hallelujah. And you know, the sad thing is, and I'm just as guilty as a lot of us, that we have that in us when we first get the Holy Ghost, and we want to tell everybody, but as we're longer and longer into it, that desire seems to kind of not be as strong as it used to be. Because guess what? All of a sudden, we start feeling embarrassed. We don't know what to say. We think people are going to make fun of us. Because guess what? That happens. That happens. Then pretty soon, we get a little bit hesitant about witnessing. We get a little bit scared to witness. You know, I'm going to tell you, my wife, I admire my wife, because she never stops. She never, ever stops witnessing to people. She's one of these crazy people that she walks through the line in the grocery store and she's got a handful of tracks and she's passing tracks out to the cashier and to the bag boy. We drive in the parking lot and she sees the guy pushing carts and she gives him a tract, hallelujah, and says, why don't you come to church? I'll be honest with you. I can't do that. Sometimes I'm like tied up and I'm not sure what to say. And I'm saying, well, they'll think I'm stupid or they're going to say no or something like that. But you know what? She takes care of a woman 99 years old and she witnesses this woman and baptizes her in the name of Jesus. I couldn't even imagine doing something like that. Put her in the bathtub and baptize her. I could not imagine doing anything like that. I could not even picture doing that. But you know what? Thank God that she still has that desire to be such a strong witness to the Lord. To God, Lord, right now, Lord, let's just give us all that desire, Lord Jesus, to be such a strong witness. I know that there are some people in this church that are powerful witnesses, you know, that will go to the Lord, that don't have that hesitation. But for most of us, I think we all suffer from it because we've been turned down so many times and people say, oh, no, no, no. But you know what? It's not an option. It's not an option for us to be witnesses. And sometimes, even if we don't want to be, we have to force ourselves to get up there and witness to somebody. Sometimes it might take all you have to get up there into somebody and say, hey, I'd like to tell you about Jesus. We just have to, when we do that, we just have to be real cautious about how we approach it. But you know what? It's not an option because the Bible tells us that in Ezekiel 3:17, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them a warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man that shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require thine hand. You know, I hope that when I stand in front of Jesus Christ, that there ain't too many that died in sin because I didn't tell them about Jesus Christ. And I worry sometimes, yeah, there's going to be a whole line of people, and I just hope that Jesus Christ doesn't line them up in front of me and say, look, I love you, but you know what? I gave you a job to do. I gave you the power to do the job. And guess what? You didn't, you know, I still love you, and you still have your place in heaven. But you know what? These people didn't make it because you didn't open your mouth. Sometimes, like I said, we have to force ourselves. I force myself sometimes to ask people, do you go to church? Because that's my opening. Do you go to church? Some people, you know, you have your own opening when you speak to people. But when I run into people, that's what I do. Do you go to church? Because that's my opening. And then if they say yes or no, then I go from there. So, but I just want to say that you know, it's not an option. We don't have an option. We have to do it as much as possible, even if we have to force ourselves to do it, even if we know that we're going to be embarrassed, even if we think that we're going to be humiliated, you know. And we get, you know, we approach people and we approach people and they never come to church and we get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Let me tell you right now in the Holy Ghost, do not get discouraged about witnessing to people and they never come to church. Because you don't know. They might not come to this church. They might go to another church. They might get down on their hands and knees and repent. And one day they'll show up in church. We don't know. We can't guarantee whether they're going to come or not. That's up to God. God did not tell us to take them and drag them to church. He didn't. He says, you know, we're not supposed to push people. We're supposed to lead them. So all we can do is plant that seed If you plant that seed, hallelujah, then let God do the rest. Let God do the rest. But we are required to plant the seed by being witnesses. Yeah, you've seen something. I've told it to you. You know about it. Now it's up to you. We can't force people to do things that we don't want them to do. But you know, we're in the end times. My wife and I, we minister into a park, and I had a girl come up and talk to me, and she said, well, you got to do this and do that and do this. And I told her, look, I said, you know what? It's already been written. It's already been prophesied. Our job as Christians is to make sure that we witness to many people as possible so that they make it to heaven. That's what our job is. We can't change what God has prophesied. We cannot change that at all. We'll never be able to change it. But guess what? We can tell people about Jesus Christ and his love and his plan of salvation. Hallelujah. And guess what? We can get some more people up to heaven that won't be left here for the devil to work his ways on. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, Ezekiel 18 and 23, have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live. Hallelujah. God wants people to repent. That's why, you know, in 1 Peter, I think it's 1 Peter, says that God is not slack in his promise. It's 2 Peter 3 and 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hallelujah. And that's our job. That's our job as witnesses for the Lord, is to make sure that people do turn and come to repentance. That's our job. That's all we can do. We can't change things. We can't make things better. We can't make life better. Hallelujah. If people don't want to hear you, don't worry about it. Go ahead and tell them anyway. The Lord said, you know, look, he spoke to Ezekiel, and he said, you know, they're not going to listen to you anyway. The house, Ezekiel 3, but the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-headed. Hallelujah. So, you know what? It doesn't matter. You just tell them anyway. If they don't want to listen, they're going to walk away. You made the effort. You did what you could do. But I'm going to tell you a few things. That we have to always be sure. We need to know how to approach people. Speak to them. And everyone is different. They don't know us, and they probably don't trust us either, you know. And they probably, I remember when I lived out in the world there, I used to, like, anytime you came to witness to me, I'd run away from you. And it used to be everybody would come after me. And I thought, well, maybe I have a big sign on my forehead that says, I need Jesus or something. And I probably did. And they could tell that. But, you know, I'd run away. I would run away. But one day I didn't run away. One day somebody came, and I did not run away. And that's the day that you're going to be there, when they come and they don't run away because they want to hear what you have to say. Hallelujah. And make sure when you witness that you know what you're talking about. Ain't nothing more embarrassing to go up to somebody and start witnessing to them. And when we're new in the Lord, we have a tendency to do that. We just want to tell about all the exciting things and stuff. Then people start asking us questions, and we don't have an answer. Nothing else. Grab yourself some tracts. Read those tracts if that's what you need to get a little bit of information. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Then when they ask you questions, you have the answer for them. You can defend your faith. Hallelujah. You know, that's. And I just want to close with something real quick here. There's a song that is sung during Christmas, but I think we should sing it every day, and the song goes like this. While the shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone the light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Hallelujah. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. That's what we need to have that in our heart every day. Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. Our Savior is here. He's alive. He walks with us. He talks with us. Let's all just stand up and ask the Lord. Let's pray together and ask the Lord to make us better witnesses, to put that in our heart to be witnesses to people. Let's just do that. You know, you don't have to be fancy. You know, if you just walk up to somebody and touch them on the shoulder or something, or and you see them in despair, or you just see somebody, that just tell them, you know what, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. That's all you got to do sometimes. Lord, let us be better witnesses, Lord. Lord, let us do what you've commanded to us to do, Lord Jesus. Lord, we can't change things in this world, Lord Jesus. But Lord, one thing we can do, Lord Jesus, we can change the hearts of our brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus. We can reach out and touch them, Lord Jesus, and affect the change in their life, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that, Lord, if we just speak of you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, if we speak your name into their hearts, Lord, it's going to stay there, Lord, and one day, Lord Jesus, Lord, in your holy and precious name, Lord, one day they'll come, Lord Jesus. Lord, just let us be better witnesses. Let us love our brothers and sisters like you told us to, Lord, and there can be no greater love for them that we want to see them make it to heaven, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody, just give the Lord a big hand clap of praise as you're sitting. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and compassion. Just go out there and tell somebody about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.